sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. Children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design. It's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And very pleased to have my next guest with me. He is a practicing attorney, a litigator. He also has written and researched deeply into Deep Throat and into the issue of Watergate and exposed the media and their complicity in really burying the real story. And now, we're gonna talk about that book a little bit, but what we really want to talk about is what's happened with President Trump and Mar-a-Lago and this particular case. And does the president, the office of the president, has that executive right, have those executive privileges been destroyed? And what does that mean for us going forward? Because the similarities between this and what happened with Richard Nixon as the president, there's a lot of similarities there. So I welcome John O'Connor. John, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, top of the morning to you, Pastor.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Well, it seems to me like there are some parallelisms between what's gone on with Mar-a-Lago and President Trump and the 45th president and what happened to Richard Nixon and the Postgate that you exposed.
Well, that's right. Now, in Watergate, it was solely the press and the media that really covered this thing up. Obviously, the CIA helped, which was involved. But essentially, as you mentioned before, the real story about Watergate never came out. And as a matter of fact, as I have told it now, I've got two books out, Postgate, and then this last one is The Mysteries of Watergate, What Really Happened. The Post is trying to deplatform me on those. You know, I can't buy an ad on Amazon for the books and so forth and so on. That's just the kind of thing it is. But the problem with Watergate was that a very successful president that had overwhelmingly won 49 out of 50 states for re-election was a very successful president. He went down in flames as a result of biased journalism that really made up a lot of things, distorted an odd reality. There was a burglary. There was a break-in. People were arrested, but distorted what really happened. And as a result, he was removed. Now, before Trump even got into office, I know that there was, I've got a quote of this from a journalism student that I talked to of a graduate program where the dean said, don't worry about Trump. We're going to Watergate him. So Watergate became a weapon, a political weapon. You can protect your opponents. You can protect Hillary Clinton from all kinds of corrupt dealings. And you can also prosecute Donald Trump. So right now, you know, they have used the media in hand in hand with the legislature, the Congress, to try to, and the FBI now, to try to handicap the guy. And it works to some extent. They never knocked him out, but boy, they damaged him a lot. And that's what happened with Mar-a-Lago.
Right.
Now, Rick, let's show you how our democratic institutions are perverted with the help of the media. And, so in Mar-a-Lago, remember that the archives are supposed to be a neutral librarian. The only reason this system was set up was because of Richard Nixon. The legislature wanted to make sure that Nixon wouldn't destroy tapes. So they came out with a law, the Presidential Records Act, which basically said, we own them, technically. The government owns your records. The presidents had always owned their presidential papers. Now we own them, the legislature says, but you, the president, have access to them, exclusive access for 12 years. And you only have to give them, show them to another branch of government, whether the president, the incumbent president of the Congress, if there is a real need for the information and they can't get it elsewhere, and the president or Congress can't get it elsewhere. Well, that's not what happened in Mar-a-Lago. The archives became kind of a little, for want of a better word, a little tattletale. And they tried to, and they referred a matter to the FBI that wasn't, there was nothing wrong. Basically, they got these documents from Trump, and you had some classified and unclassified documents in there, no big thing. And the archives acted like we should all clutch our pearls and rattle our teacups because it was so shocking that a classified document might be next to an unclassified document. And that's nothing. There's nothing wrong with that. But the FBI then opened a criminal case. Then the FBI, then Biden asked the archives to give documents to the FBI, which the archives is not supposed to do. They're not supposed to give up documents unless there's a need. There was no need other than the need.
The need created by Biden.
A false need created by the archives in Biden because they did this, the archives did this in consultation with Biden. And so they created a false need. Then they said, well, we need the documents for that. And then now they've opened up a case on Trump. My only worry, and this may be like Watergate, Pastor, is that like Watergate, Nixon did technically obstruct justice on a couple occasions. He, you know, they're fairly minor instances of that, but he did it. And I'm afraid that if they catch Trump moving documents to prevent their seizure, that they may have him on that. Now let's see if they develop that evidence.
It's interesting, if I might jump in. My back in the day, I had several businesses that I owned. And my corporate attorney in his law dissertation, when he graduated from law school, he actually did his dissertation on Watergate, which I thought was interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Troy Wilkinson. And so what Troy told me was, is that the whole thing, I mean, Watergate was really nothing more than a minor trespass misdemeanor because the door was taped unlocked. So you can't even have breaking and entering when the premise that you go into is not secured. It wasn't even secured. The door was not locked. So when they pushed on the door, it just opened.
Right. Now, it opened because, and this is the opening, yes, both to the building and to the suite.
Right.
And that had been done. That had been done by one of the burglars. And so you could always say they conspired to do this. But here's the point that I think Troy's making, is that tape. Think about this, Rick. The tape was on the door, and it allows entrance from the outside. You
right.
don't need the tape for exit. All the burglars are in there. Why did this experienced CIA agent, James McCord, leave the tape on? Why did he leave the tape on? It makes no sense. Well, there is a reason, because there was another CIA guy that was lurking in the hallways that was going to try to get the information that the CIA wanted and curate it and keep it from the White House. This is a CIA inside job. And so that's one of the curiosities, is why the tape was on the door.
Okay. Why that evidence was left there, why it wouldn't have remained, why wouldn't they have just cleaned it up and then you wouldn't even have had any evidence. There would have been like, how in the world did they couldn't have gotten in there? How could they have gotten in there? But now you knew how they got in there because they left the tape on.
Well, that's right. And some suggest, even go so far as to suggest that McCord wanted to get caught. I don't think so. I think he had another reason to keep the tape on the door. But let me give you another piece of evidence for your audience. When the burglars were told to get against the wall, put their hands up and so forth, and they were getting ready to be patted down, one of the burglars furtively reached into his breast coat pocket to grab something. The arresting officer, who's a big guy, said, "Stop, I'm going to shoot. Stop it, don't do it." The guy persisted. He grabbed something from it and tried to get rid of it. And right as he pulled out his hand, the officer grabbed the arm, and he said, "I almost broke his arm." And this was a very strong fellow. His nickname was Musculito. He's a Cuban guy who actually, believe it or not, nobody talks about this, he was an active CIA agent at the time. Everybody acts like, oh, he's just a dumb Cuban, you know. Anyway, what he had in his hand was a key. It was a key to a desk. At the time, the police didn't do anything, didn't try to find out which desk. But as the arresting officer said, that key indicated the target of the burglary. Now, the Washington Post reporter who was tied in with the jailhouse guy, was there right away.
Okay.
He knew the key was seized. He knew about this incident. They never reported it. And so why didn't they report it, Rick? They didn't report it because the key was to a desk of a certain person in a certain office that had nothing to do with the campaign, but had everything to do with a referral program where an out-of-town visitor would get referred to prostitutes down the street, very high-priced call girls at the Columbia Towers apartments. And they would go into this office. They would make a call, let it ring for two rings, hang up, and they would get a call back. The call back would be from a girl whose picture would be provided by the secretary that had the desk. And that's what the burglars were after, whatever she had in her desk, which might be pictures, also might be names and so forth and so on, and other materials that were in there about this program.
So this was, and that sounds real similar to the whole Eric Swalwell Chinese spy whore thing.
Right, right.
Right?
And so, right, exactly. So what we have is, we have these out-of-town guys.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
And that's why. But the Post, they shared their general counsel with the DNC. They didn't want any dirt on the DNC. This was clearly a scandal.
So really the part of this whole deal was the CIA knew that way back then the DNC was involved, whether knowingly or unknowingly, with providing sensitive intelligence at that point, what, likely to who? To Russia or to? Okay. Well, hang on. Hang on, because we're going to go into a break. So tease it real quick, about 30 seconds.
Okay. The CIA was involved as well, and I'll tell you how the two branches merge. It was a CIA job, as Mark Felt said. This is a CIA job, a White House job,
right,
lower lieutenants, or both. But it wasn't a high-level White House job. The powers that be knew nothing about it.
But there was a real spy ring issue that was actually going on, and the real issue was that the DNC was passing sensitive intel to foreign agents. And folks, that's a problem. Hello, just like Eric Swalwell right now should be under arrest, and he's not. Back with more right after this.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner.
How much
I
want time to
introduce a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest is the author, John O'Connor, and attorney, Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat, Covered Up Watergate, and Began Today's Partisan Advocacy. And you can also find him at PostgateBook.com, PostgateBook.com, Postgate and the Mysteries of Watergate. The new book is The Mysteries of Watergate. And we're talking about the parallelisms, and it's interesting, John. You know, I grew up, and Richard Nixon was the first president that I was really aware of. I was about 6 years old when Nixon became president in 1968. And he was the first president that I was really aware of in grammar school. And our family was very conservative. We were Republicans. I've been a Republican my entire life. My first president that I ever voted for was Ronald Reagan when I was 18 years old. Proud to say that, by the way. But the parallelisms between what happened to the 37th president, and I've always believed that Richard Nixon was at the root of all of this, a good president, a great president, and the right person. But of course he's been, you know, maligned and vilified in so many ways. And the parallelisms between the 37th president and what's happened to the 45th president are really eerie. And now, folks, if you missed any part of our first discussion, there's a parallelism between Eric Swalwell, the Chinese spy whore, and what's come out. And Swalwell is still in the House Judiciary Committee, which is just mind-boggling to me when you consider he was running a Chinese prostitute spy ring, or at least he was a stooge in it. And now we discovered that there was a DNC prostitute spy ring being operated out of the same office suite where this Watergate, quote-unquote, break-in took place, all covered up by the Washington Post and the CIA and the DNC. John, am I summarizing this fairly well?
Well, yes, but I would give one little fillip here.
Please.
There was a high-priced call girl operation down the street from the DNC.
Okay.
It had been protected by the CIA. The CIA even had a bouncer there that helped out, and they were taping the Johns with the prostitutes. And we don't know if there was any drugging going on, but this had been going on for a while with the CIA. They tried to get information from people, and they also tried to use this and the taping as extortion.
Does this not sound like a Jeffrey Epstein kind of an episode? I mean, based on what we understand about that, right? I mean,
That's more like it. It was extortion.
Wow.
It was extortion, but dragging information that could be used for extortion purposes. So now what happens is one day the madam says to this crazy lawyer that was, her lawyer, young guy, crazy man, can you set up an operation with the DNC, a referral operation, and send people to me that come in from out of town? He said, sure. He set it up. Now, I think the CIA was behind her request. It made sense without the CIA for her to get new clients, but the CIA probably was behind the request. And I'll tell you why. Because once you get the DNC referring people, now the CIA, which had infiltrated the White House through, now the CIA could talk a young lieutenant into breaking into the DNC. Once, now this is complicated, for John Dean, for the young lieutenants in the White House, they think they're going to get an intelligence portfolio that they can brag about at some later date. Oh, I have all this dirt on Democrats. And so the young guy was doing that for advancement. He says so in his book, Blind Ambition, that that was his general goal. He doesn't admit to Watergate.
Okay.
But okay, so here's why the CIA wanted so much to break into the DNC, because then it would legalize their entire program. If the president says you can do something, if he says you can do X, it's legal as a national security matter. If Adolf Hitler is walking down the street in 1938 before we have a war with Germany and Roosevelt decides to shoot him, he can be shot. He could deputize Gregg to go shoot Hitler, and that's okay because it's national security. The president has that power under the Constitution.
Okay.
Now, the CIA, through Hunt, gets presidential authorization to tape this prostitute ring. Now, in the future, if Congress ever finds out about it, it's legal because the CIA was forbidden from domestic operations. Anything they do in the United States is illegal under their charter.
Right. So in order for them to be able to be operating and getting, but the reality about this as well that I'm hearing, and maybe I'm hearing this wrong, and can you stick around for a little bit? Do you have to run or can you stick around for a little bit?
No. Okay. You know, as my mother says, Greg, what's time to a pig?
Oh,
you know?
Okay. So John will be staying with it. But the question that I also have in my mind is there was in fact illegal activity going on and sensitive information potentially being gathered that could be then given to foreign agents. So the CIA did have an interest, a national interest, in figuring out who was getting the information and what information were they getting. Let's talk about that when we come back. Let's talk about that when we come back.
Sure.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is John O'Connor. He is the author of The Mysteries of Watergate, which is a brand new book that is out. In addition to that, also the author of Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat, Covered Up Watergate, and Began Today's Partisan Advocacy. And your client was Mr. Phelps?
Yeah. Mark Felt, the number two man in the FBI.
Okay.
Later on, wrongly so, the reason we have a law called FISA is because Mark Felt was wrongly prosecuted by liberal red hots in the Carter administration for breaking in to and doing his job of trying to roll up the PLO and roll up the Weather Underground. He got prosecuted. But what's interesting about that is at trial, he went through the FBI's relationship with the CIA. And what he said was that Hoover, J. Edgar Hoover, the legendary head of the FBI, was right, so sick and tired of the things that the CIA was asking it to do. The CIA needed the FBI to act for them domestically,
right,
because it was otherwise illegal. He got so tired of what they were doing, he banned break-ins and wiretappings across the bureau. At least break-ins, black bag jobs, mainly so he wouldn't have to do it for the CIA, because he didn't like what the CIA was doing. He thought they were going too far afield, and the stuff they were doing was just really cowboyish and stupid.
Now, it's interesting, John, that you say that, because, again, you know, we watched this film. I think it was Leonardo DiCaprio played Hoover, right?
Right.
And Hoover was very, I thought, very poorly represented in that film as some kind of deviant.
Right. They tried to make it was a silly movie. They tried to make everything seem like he was everything spawned from his latent homosexuality, they were saying. And that's just nonsense. Felt, who's a very clear-eyed guy, had been watching, like the other agents, watching Hoover like a hawk, just to determine, as a gossip matter, whether Hoover was, was gay.
Right. Well,
he may have been a repressed gay man, and he never married and so forth, but there's no evidence that he acted out any homosexual motives he may have had. So that was a very silly movie. Hoover was a very wily bureaucrat, and people.
But just so folks, just so we understand, this is all about, this is propaganda, and it's all designed to tear down at the foundations of America's moral fiber. So here we have Hoover, who actually is going after bad guys, and who sees an agency that is acting not in the interests of the American people, but has really kind of almost criminal activity that they're engaging in. And he says, you know what? My bureau is not going to support your criminal acts. It's, you know, it's Snowden and the NSA and Big Brother. I mean, folks, we've had the same issues going on. And here you had your client who was actually taking down a real threat in the Weather Underground and in that communist student movement and Bill Ayers and that whole bunch that have actually ushered in. And that's what we're facing today. The 45 goals of the Communist Party. I mean, those are the guys that started all of this stuff back in the 1960s, and they won, and Carter helped them to win, and we're fighting as a result of it. And I just, John, I'm just trying to get people to understand that there is a real bridge here between these historic, what we think of as historic events, and the parallelisms of what continues to happen to our country today.
Right. And let me, maybe this is a little bit off track, but I'll go there, Greg. Wrongly, they indicted Felt for trying to roll up the PLO and the Weather Underground.
Unbelievable.
That was wrong. So Bill Ayers and Bernadette Dorn, two of the leading Weather Underground people, were let off of their bombing spree, and they escaped any liability because of Felt's supposedly unconstitutional actions. Now, we know today they weren't unconstitutional, and that's why they enacted FISA, to protect agents from false prosecutions. However, they got off. They ended up being professors in Chicago, one at Northwestern, one at Illinois.
Yeah.
They raised the son of their comrades who were in jail for life, who had shot people up on the Brinks truck. At a Brinks truck robbery, two Weather Underground. Their adopted son, Chase Aboudin, became the prosecutor for the city and county of San Francisco. And he was the one who decided that no criminal should go to jail. And this whole San Francisco destruction started, where people were going into stores and just looting it. So yeah, you have a straight line. Well, to the destruction of our society today.
Not to mention that Bill Ayers was the one who announced and in his living room launched Barack Obama into the presidency of the United States. And Barack Obama's presidency was the ignition point at which everything that they had been doing for the previous roughly 40 years all came to fruition. They essentially enacted every agent that they had put in place, every Manchurian, went active in 2008 in Obama's term. All of them.
Well, I think that's right. And I don't know enough about it. I don't consider myself an expert there. But what is interesting about Watergate was that, and it's the start of it, here we have an agency that's gone rogue, that has broken into the DNC. They know, the Post knows it's a CIA operation. And what they do is they protect the CIA. There are even documents in the CIA in which the CIA admits that they had a deal, or brags, the local guy brags that he had a relationship with Bob Woodward, and Woodward agreed not to out their cover company. You know, they operate undercover. Well, one of the burglars was operating undercover with Mullen and Company, a PR agency, who was the employer who shared Hunt with the White House. Now, why would a PR agency want to share an employee with the White House? The only reason that they want to do it is if it's an undercover deal. And it was. It was an undercover deal, very clearly. The company did not need a 52-year-old retired spy as a copywriter, and he reported directly to Richard Helms. All right, so this was a CIA operation from the top. One of the arrested burglars, James McCord, was also a retired, so-called retired CIA agent. So there was a lot going on here that was, you know, clearly planned by the CIA, so much so, Greg, that they were threatening lives at one point. Now, you may be too young to have watched the movie All the President's Men.
Nope.
But in
I
All
know
the
it.
President's Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a tremendous scene in which Deep Throat comes into the garage and his lips are quivering and he tells Woodward and Woodward, everybody's lives in danger, watch out. And he goes on to explain that it's the CIA is worried about their program being found out, not just so much for Watergate, but for all the other things that will come out once they figure out they're in Watergate.
Right.
That's precisely what I'm saying today.
Well,
and they did kill some people.
And I want to also bring in the fact too. I know I mentioned that, you know, things of a Manchurian nature were activated in 08 with Obama, but let's not forget that Hillary Clinton was a clerk during Watergate. She took copious notes. She was a Saul Alinsky protege, and she was a Marxist, and she still is a Marxist, and a radical Marxist at that. And her husband became the president in 1992. So from 92 to 98, so much groundwork was laid in preparation for what would happen basically 10 years later when Barack Obama became the president of the United States. It's amazing. Or 1992 to 2000, I should say. You know, those 8 years changed the course of our nation, and so much was put in place at a time when, having come through Reagan, and then even, I mean, I suppose you could go back to H.W. Bush. Let's not forget H.W. Bush's direct involvement with the CIA. And many would suggest that the Bushes had a role in this whole CIA mess that we're talking about today as well. We need to take a quick break. I know. Okay. I've said a whole lot, and there's probably a lot in there that you can add and correct, and I appreciate that. And we'll be back with more of this coming up here. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Tell your friends, share the program, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And also, don't forget, you can buy Pastor a cup of coffee.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest is attorney John O'Connor, author of Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat, Covered Up Watergate, and Began Today's Partisan Advocacy Journalism. And also, you can find him at postgatebook.com. Postgatebook.com. He has podcasts that are up there and a new book out that is called The Mysteries of Watergate. And John, I was telling you in this break, and then we'll get into these, more of these details, because I think the public needs to understand the details of this, but the connectivity between these events of the early 1970s, which really are rooted in activities that were taking place in the 60s leading up to this event in the 70s, and maybe before that, but nonetheless, the parallels between that and the connectivity between that and what's happening. And I just mentioned to you, you know, been talking about Donald Trump was a part of their club, so to speak. He was in their social circles. He was very much a part of this whole scene. And he essentially said, hey, you know what? We've got a country here, and this country needs to be saved, and I'm not going to allow you guys to destroy this nation any further. You guys have gone too far, and they hate him for it.
Well, that's right. What he is, he's a common sense businessman that has sound business judgment, is what I would call it. He doesn't listen to his lawyers, but that's another matter for another day. he's a bullheaded man, and he gets things done. He gets the ice rink done when no one else in New York could do it. He brings it in under time and under budget. And he was upset about the country, and he came in and he fixed some things that were just very obvious to fix.
Yeah.
But he did it through will. Look, I want a wall. I'm going to get that wall somehow, and I'm going to solve the border problem. I'm going to make sure we pump enough oil and so forth and so on. And guess what? Low inflation and, you know, plenty of oil and, the lower parts of our society, the lower strata, made great gains in wages. America was back and humming again. And now look at it. It doesn't take much to destroy a country. It's hard to build it up, but it takes a lot to destroy it. And so that's what's happening. And I'm actually a fan to some degree of Bill Clinton. Hillary Clinton is another matter. Bill Clinton at least had the sense of realizing that his party was going too far left, and he started the Central Democratic Leadership Council.
Okay.
And actually had good ideas. Now, he was a politician, so he had to give in to the other side. But now Hillary's another matter. when Hillary gets into the State Department, she's much more commercially oriented. When she gets in there, what does she do? Number one, she sells 20% of our uranium to Putin. We're still reeling under that. I mean, there are utilities in our country that are buying their uranium from Putin, and he has pricing power. So that's number one. Number two, she started something, she started giving dual-use secrets technology to Russia's Silicon Valley, Skolkovo. And as the Defense Department said, she's giving him information overtly that normally they would need covert spy operations to get. The Defense Department's appalled at what she was giving to Russia for money. Of course, all this stuff ends up in contributions to the Clinton Foundation. So we have a far different cat there in Hillary than in Bill, to his defense. But that's what's been happening. And meanwhile, had she been elected, as you and I talked about off camera, had she been elected, Igor Danchenko, the leader of the Steele dossier deal,
yeah,
had a friend named Olga Galkina, who was clearly a Russian intelligence person, and he had arranged for her to get a job in the State Department should Hillary win. And part of the deal was Putin was actually actively assisting the anti-Trump operation. A lot of his agents were involved in the anti-Trump Russian collusion hoax. So we had, so you could see it on paper that Russia was burrowing its way into our country more as a result of this cooperation with the Clinton campaign. So you don't, I'm not making this up because
right.
I'm not usually a guy who sees a communist under every bed.
Well, the other part to this, the other part to this too is, where I think Bill Clinton made a big mistake was his engagement with the CCP. And he certainly opened up the door by allowing the CCP and the Chinese into the White House to have access that they had never before had to an American president or an American administration.
Well, you're right. Loral, the American country that a company that had China that had missile technology, missile guidance technology, he allowed for the corrupt passage of that. In other words, Loral through Bernard Schwartz was allowed to sell to China this very important missile guidance technology. I mean, how much more important can you get? Much more importance can you get from a technology than that?
Right.
And Ron Brown, his shady, I don't know exactly what his position was.
Commerce guy. Yeah. The one that went down in the airplane that was shot in the back of his head, supposedly.
But it was clearly, Greg, a corrupt deal. So, so I take your point. I'm just saying at least intellectually, forget about the corruption, intellectually, he had sort of a balanced view of the world. He wasn't really a leftist, as his wife was, and she's a Saul Alinsky person. But yes, did he allow for corruption? Yes, he did.
Well, and again, at the end of the day, the bottom line here is the shift that took place in our country. You know, I mean, it started really with Carter, right? I mean, you would have to say the pathway opened, and it started with Carter. Carter embedded certain people into our government system. Those individuals began to build their own little fiefdoms inside of our government structure. Reagan came along. He was a disruptor of that, but unfortunately he was forced to take in HW. HW was running programs, I'm sure, that Reagan probably didn't even know about because that's how the CIA operates. Then he got full control for 4 years. And look at the buddy-buddy system that went on between HW and Clinton and for years all the way up until HW passed and you know, we don't know whatever Bill's doing these days.
Well, here's the way I look at HW. HW, and I know this from Watergate, that oftentimes an honest CIA director can be fooled by his underlings. They're not going to tell that guy everything that goes on. I think, if anything, HW just did not understand the depth of the depravity that was going on below him. I would say that. He's a polite guy. He writes thank you notes. He's well brought up. I don't think he in any way was a willing participant in any of this stuff. I think he's an honest guy. But your point is well taken, that whenever the CIA gets a naif as their boss, there are a lot of people doing things behind his back they don't know anything about. I'm sure Bush did not know about this very, very closeted program taping and drugging these folks. You know, so it had been going on for a long time, and it was kept very, very much under wraps. Very few people knew about it, and it was so when Richard Nixon gets in, and then Hoover shuts the door on the CIA, now they have to infiltrate the Nixon administration, and that's what happened. That's the story of Watergate.
And then you were mentioning very, very quickly, final minute, but Magruder and Dean and their aspirations were more of a political nature, to benefit themselves.
Right. Dean wanted a portfolio, his own intelligence portfolio. He sees a bunch of cash in the CRP in the campaign arm. And so now, and his boss, H.R. Haldeman in the White House, did any intelligence within the White House. So he wasn't competing with Haldeman over at the campaign. There's a lot of cash. He brings a guy named Gordon Liddy over to the campaign who will do anything he asks. He knows he's got a lot of cash. And then he's trying to set up his own intelligence network so that he can have his little folder of information on Democrats and on other people, and he can act like he's a big cheese. He was a guy that Nixon had never met. He was an operator. A real shadowy guy, but that's what he was doing. And when he saw the opportunity to listen in on Democrats, he thought, gee, this is a great opportunity.
Yeah.
Now what happens is we may not have enough time. Now he finds out the reason they broke in a second time was because he thought they might have information on him in that drawer. And that's what he was looking for, to see what they had on him. I explained this in my book.
All right.
It's fascinating. It takes a book to explain this whole thing.
All right. Which is why we encourage you to pick up the books, and we go to the website, postgatebook.com, postgatebook.com. You can pick up both books there as well as listen to the podcast. John, always, always a joy to have you on the program. Thanks so much for being with me today and spending this time. I greatly appreciate that. And very quickly, folks, I just again ask you to please be praying. There is election issues happening in court in Pennsylvania as we speak, and they need our prayers. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up after this. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Aldershot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Aldershot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of UltraShot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. UltraShot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. UltraShot also contains exotic herbal. UltraShot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an UltraShot. Thanks to UltraShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. At cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.